For many people, the hurts and the regrets of their past ruin their present and rob them of their hope for the future. When will we finally get it that the past is the past? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I wonder, in your life, what hurts, what regrets from the past are still affecting you today? The other day, I drove past a music shop, and hanging in the front window was a brightly coloured ukulele. And that ukulele triggered an instant flashback to when I was just a young boy, 5 or 6 years old. I was in a music store with some grown-ups. There were some ukuleles there, and one of these adults said, "Hey, we should buy Bernie a ukulele." I was so excited, but no one bought me that ukulele. As a little child, hey, that really hurt, so much so that I still remember it half a century later. It's funny how powerful the past can be. And for many people, the past destroys their present and robs them of their hope for the future. It's time to put an end to that. It's time to believe what God says about you. And here it is, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. "So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. And look, everything has become new. You are a new creation. Everything from the past is gone. It's irrelevant. It has no bearing on your life, no influence over you anymore." It can be difficult to let go of the past. Really, it can. But the Word of God is so powerful. The Word of God has the power to set you free from the hurts and the regrets of your past. And when Jesus sets you free, you are free indeed. You are a new creation. Everything old has passed away. And look, everything has become new. That's God's Word, fresh for you today. With all my heart, I believe, I know, that God wants to bless you in this new freedom. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet, "Does God Really Want to Bless Me?" To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.